Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
Ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the center ring. I'm Highwire, and my life's like a three-ring circus.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 19, Powder Keg, Issue 2, The Center Ring. On the cover, we see the Protean City home for outstanding youth, a gray outline in the inky dark of Protean night. A lone figure is silhouetted in a lit window, looking out worried over a troubled city. Searchlights illuminate the sky above and highlight the soaring forms of an oncoming menace. Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim this issue is part of the Falcon Down event.
Coming into issue 2, we're going to actually start in the Bash with Frequency. So we're going to have, you've got your communications with your teammates.
Correct.
You've also got your communications with your gang teammates.
Correct.
Because you've got two teams.
Yes.
And so you are going with Upload and Loadout.
Correct.
What super rad vehicle are you using to get there?
Oh, boy. Need something.
Tandem bicycle.
I was going to say, like, we each have, like, these awesome, like, they look like Razor scooters.
Okay.
But they're probably, like, they're motored.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, the big clanky-looking things that have, like, mm-hmm. a big giant, like, they're probably looking just like Razor scooters, but super techy, super fancy, lots of blinking lights.
Yeah.
And they zoom.
Yeah.
They go.
And they also have, they've got like laser weapons on the front of them because Loadout, of course, has to have.
Yes.
And hers has all sorts of like knives and stuff sticking off of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely hazardous.
Yeah, definitely. And so we get the three of you just like going through.
Yep. That's the noise it makes too.
Nice. Yep. Perfect. And within like as you're going by and you see just people taking control of a situation, like they have, there's doors being like barricaded up and people like getting out on guard. A police car being just like trashed. There's like a Falcon communication point. They've got like some of those, press this to call in Falcon reinforcement. And that's just being like shattered. And like, you know, lots of people playing a bunch of like loud music. People are like revving up with like little groups going to do different things. And Upload is going like, all right, brother, here it is. We're doing this. We are going to help facilitate this entire thing. No more Falcon. And Loadout goes like, yeah, no more Falcon.
Let's just get this over with.
All right. And so like getting to the building is no issue.
No.
And no issue. Getting past the guards there. I don't even know if there are guards. This
probably
is a,
not.
This cell is tower. Like a cell tower. Yeah.
There might be a fence.
There's probably
it.
There's probably a fence, which I think maybe a Loadout just like quickly changes the front of her scooter to be more of like a shield and just like slams through it for the two of you to come in after.
Yep.
And the next panel shows you opening the door to the operation room where there's like a single guy playing Candy Crush while the cell stuff works around him.
I'm assuming he probably knows that we came in because we just bashed through the fence.
Yeah, he probably his phone is to the side, Candy Crush still up.
Okay.
And he's like kind of like he's got his a phone up and he's like going through a phone book trying to figure out what number he's supposed to call.
He has a phone book.
Not like a phone book, like an operation procedure book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing someone. Yeah. Who do I call? Who do
the
I
yellow,
call?
He's in the yellow pages.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Step back. Don't worry. We're not here to hurt you. Just don't do anything funny.
And he drops the phone, and it falls and lands on his phone, and that shatters. And then he kind of like stumbles to the side, lands with his butt on the chair, and falls back over it. And Upload goes, "That was kind of funny."
All right, let's focus on this mission here.
Okay. And Upload just like jumps into the machine, and but you're probably the one more able to do things. Like, he's dealing with some security stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably at this point I'm directing Loadout just to watch this guard.
Mm-hmm.
Basically keep him from doing anything too suspicious.
She's got a big spiky bat.
Yep. And I need some time. Like, Upload is probably in there adjusting settings,
yeah,
playing with security things and stuff before I can really do anything.
Yeah.
And so I've directed him to do that. But in the few moments that I have before going on with this plan, I am sending a message to a member of my other team.
The good team.
I'm trying to get this team to be a good team.
Both good teams.
Whatever.
But I'm sending a message off to Sage to let her know, like, can't talk right now, but I've been tasked to move kids from Pequay.
And so where did you go? Did you stay in Lunar Lens's office?
No.
I wouldn't imagine so.
No. We're going downstairs, and like I said to Striped Eagle, I have no intention of moving them from the secure facility that I trust.
Okay.
Certainly don't trust Falcon's security.
Okay.
So I'm going to start opening up the bunker system beneath the school. We have like basically like raid shelters. And they know this operation. It's like a fire drill.
Yeah.
They're very familiar. And I'm doing it in like a really upbeat way, like, "Hey guys, raid drill." And I set off the lights that indicate that they have to go downstairs, and
yeah, And Striped Eagle is just going like, "This isn't going to work."
"It is going to work. You don't know what we're doing here. I appreciate the heads up, but I hope you can understand. I trust the plan that I know way better than your plan."
And she breathes in like a deep, deep breath and says, I can't stay here with this part of it. If you'd like, I can defend when they come."
"I would like. That would be very helpful. If you can add any extra security, I would not object. But I'm certainly not removing them from everything that they know, everything that they've practiced and feel safe with. I'm not going to cause alarm with all of these kids because you told me to. As far as they're aware, this is a drill."
And she just, it looks like she's going to say something. And then she just turns and she's walking towards the door.
"Cool. I'm going to follow her and make sure she leaves, gets out the door. I'm going to lock the door and set it to security, the highest security settings. So the windows are going to start to lock. The door is going to become bolted. Security systems around the house are going to be upgraded to their highest level. And I'm going to start checking bedrooms to make sure everybody's downstairs. And then I'm going to text Frequency back. So Striped Eagle was just here. We're having a, quote, drill, quote. That's where we'll be."
And we get a panel that shows outside the building, Striped Eagle getting back into her suit,
mm-hmm,
putting the helmet on, and just like kind of beep beep radioing in and saying, "They didn't go for it. They're locking up. We need to move." Highwire.
Yeah.
You're up on a roof right now.
Yep.
With Ringleader.
Yes. My natural habitat.
Your natural, yes. Roofs, roofs with Ringleader, natural habitat.
Feeling fierce.
And you have two files of information. One on known mutants in the city, and one on base, like kind of like one on high profile mutants in the city, and one on that's kind of like educational files. It shows like mutations of different kids from all the different schools.
Yeah.
So currently, Ringleader wants you to give those to him because he's going to give them to Falcon. What do you do? And I think we get a panel that shows him saying, listen, we did the hard part. This is the easy part. This is the part where you go in and they give you a briefcase of money and you're like, hey, I can buy some cool stuff with this. But this time, instead of a briefcase full of money, it's a briefcase full of we're not going to have to go to jail.
We can't sell out the entire city for that. This is a bunch of kids, Sam. They're innocent. They're not. This isn't just taking what we want and moving on. This isn't that simple.
It's not like I'm giving them to Inspector Insector or Sorceroct. Like, we're giving these to a government program that's supposed to protect people.
Have you been watching the news lately? They're hunting mutants down.
I've been a little busy being on the run.
We can't give this to Falcon, but come with me. We can talk to Hermosa Vita. The offer still stands. You don't have to do this like this. We can figure something out.
Go ahead and roll to provoke. That's a roll plus superior.
11.
Nice.
Woo! Numbers.
So, on a 10 plus, they rise to the bait and do what you want for NPCs. Like, he's looking at you, and there's just a panel with the two of you, and he starts to step closer, and, like, you see his hand reaching for the files, and then he just closes his fist and goes, damn it. Damn it, this would be so much easier. Okay, we take the files. Where are we taking these?
It's a very good question that I don't know the answer to.
You were saying that you would bring them to Hermosa Vita.
Yes, I don't know where she is right now, though, do I?
She would be, like, she's a pretty... If you go to the bash and, like, hey, guys, I'm here to see Hermosa Vita, you will get to see her pretty easily.
Then I guess I go do that.
Okay.
Because Highwire is just winging it at this point.
Nice.
None of this was planned, and she doesn't know what she's doing.
How do you get there? Are you running on rooftops, taking the subway, going in the circus mobile?
No circus mobile.
Okay.
But there's a riot happening right now, though, isn't there? I was gonna say the subway would just be hilarious of them in costume going on the subway.
That is the classic Protean City gag.
But if there's a riot going on, that seems like a problematic issue.
You're pretty far from there right now.
Okay.
And I don't think you've been checking Twitter.
Been a little preoccupied at the moment. I say they're going to take the subway, but they're both circus people. They can do a quick change real quick.
Awesome.
And so that they're not, you know, getting hunted down in the subway by cops.
Perfect.
That would be bad.
And I think some of the discussion of, like, bringing the files to Hermosa Vita happens with, like, a back-to-back change in panel.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, just, like, getting onto civilian clothes and everything like that. And then we get, like, a panel of the two of you kind of, like, small-time bickering in civilian clothes on the subway. As you come to the subway station that you're, like, you know, your intended get-off point in the bash, there's two large individuals standing and blocking the exit to the subway. So you're able to get off the car, but, like, there's some people kind of milling around in that space, but the exit is blocked. One of them is a 10-foot tall man. He's got, like, a green mohawk and some gills on his neck. And standing next to him is an inch or two shorter, still hugely big, and she's made of, her skin is made of, like, copper. And she's got her arms crossed, and they're huge. She looks, both of them are, like, just big physical threats.
After they get off the subway looking around at all that, she's just gonna turn and look at Ringleader and just be like, Do you know what's up with that?
No.
No.
This is your idea. We're going through?
Yep. Totally my idea. Yep, let's just go. It's fine.
Frequency. You're up in the cell tower. It seems like you've gotten control of it. And, like, there's some Falcon stuff. Like, there's some Falcon communications devices in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, between you and Upload, they don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
So, objective one is taken care of. You have the cell tower.
Nice.
What is your plan now?
I was hoping it would take longer than this.
I'm sorry. This was an easy one. This was the easy part.
Yeah, no. In the sense that Frequency was hoping this would take longer.
Yeah.
You know, to give them more time. So I guess if that...
I mean, or you could stall.
Come help my ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably wouldn't stall.
Okay.
If that's done. Yeah, no, if that's set, if everything's ready to go, we'll hop on our sweet scooters. And we'll probably head over to Peacoy.
Hey bro, someone should probably stay here and keep an eye on things, right? Or we got to do something about him. And she's pointing at the security guard. Or the operator of the cell tower.
I'm going to try locking everything down.
Okay. All right. That sounds like unleashing your powers. That's a big move.
I'm going to try locking everything down. Yeah. So we can leave him there.
Yeah, because what's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing. What are you going to do? Nope. Nope. I rolled a 4. Okay, so that doesn't go as planned.
That's okay. Your intention is to lock out all like, are you trying to deaden the area or just make it so no one can use this technology?
I'm locking it out so, like, all of the instrument panels and everything in the operating center won't do anything.
Okay.
Because this guy here would try to use the computers or access points, and I'm trying to shut that stuff down. So it will still run, but can't do anything from it.
So we get a panel of Frequency, like, making a couple changes with his mind and doing things like that, and then kind of like testing a slider, testing a knob, hitting a couple buttons, and nothing happens. And it's shut down.
Which is good. That's what I wanted
to happen. That's what you wanted to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get a panel right after that shows it's Falcon HQ hidden again in parentheses. And there's a tech there that like sees a blip on his screen and goes, "Hey boss, they've shut down communications. I think we need to," and the director moves forward and says, "Are you presuming to tell me what to do?" No, boss. "We need to move quickly. It's time. Send in the flyers." And
fuck.
And then the next panel shows Frequency, Upload, and Loadout going towards Peacoy. You're on powered Razor scooters.
Yes.
You're gonna get there faster than you probably catch up with Elias and Faye. They're like, they've kind of like taken some time to like look around, but they haven't approached. They've been being stealthy.
Okay.
Just like you wanted them to sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted them to be very slow and careful.
Yeah.
And stealthy.
And so they're approaching you and going like, they explain that Striped Eagle is out front. They don't know why.
So they've been waiting.
They've been waiting. They wanted to get word from you. And if they had time, like if you didn't get in contact with them, they were ready to move. But figured that if you were there, it would be helpful. Now, we're going to hop over to Highwire.
Yeah.
The next panel shows Highwire and Ringleader.
Yes.
Standing in kind of a conference room. And in the conference room, this is a conference room in a lab that we've established is in the Bash.
Okay.
See Volume 2. And Hermosa Vita is there. And there's like a bunch of other obvious mutants, a lot of them heroes, all of them adults, and even a couple of people with kind of villainous-y, like sort of villainy pasts.
Yeah.
Do you still have the files or have you handed them over?
I think they're on the table.
Perfect.
Like they're at that point where it's like, if necessary, could be taken back and run.
Yeah.
But.
And so Hermosa Vida says, so you're saying that Falcon sent you to steal these files because they wanted information on who the mutants in this city are?
Yeah. Well, they sent him, and then he called me, because, yeah, but, yeah.
Hi. I was the one sent. They told me they'd get rid of my criminal record, and she kind of, like, looks between the two of you, and then over at one of the mutant supervillains that's there, and goes, yeah, there's a lot of that going around right now. And she starts to stand up, and then there's a red light on her screen, and she turns to it, and there's just streaks of light going through the sky. She turns to you and Ringleader and says, do you want to prove you're on the level?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to need your help.
Okay.
And she just like claps twice and people start moving. And there's like just forward momentum as people are moving out to like these big, like almost Mad Max looking cars.
Okay. Cool.
You going with?
Yep. Quick change between panels.
Yeah. And, nice.
Yeah. Costumes go in the magic hat. You can just take them out. It's fine.
And I think we get a panel showing Ringleader like holding up his clothes and going like, can I just put them in your... And like, okay. Just like old times. And he's sticking the clothes in the hat as well.
Shoving things in a hat.
Now, Sage.
Hey. Sup?
Where have you been for Operation Bunker Down?
So it's a whole thing. So once I determine that everybody is in the bunker, for lack of a better term, so there's a big door that shuts mechanically, like a big like vault door. Then there's also extra technical security around said door with like laser detectors and. I don't know. Would you have hooked up something that was like a taser or something like that would deter intruders that don't have like a master code or something?
Yep.
So there's
your sister would be so proud.
there's a lot of extra precaution on that door, and that's the only way down. So then we take a whole bunch of stairs, like we're going like 10 flights of stairs down.
Okay.
Under the school.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get everybody settled in their bunkers, and once I see that everybody's sort of where they belong, I'm going to come over the intercom speaker that we have, and I'm going to say, okay, everybody, lock your doors just like we practice. 1, 2, 3. And everybody's going to lock their doors. So they're all in individual cells, locked. And we are in this locked thing. And I'm going to go into the main office,
okay,
which has cameras that circle the whole premises.
Okay.
And like one on the roof, one near where the helipad normally would be. There's cameras everywhere. So I'm in mission control. I've only been in here a couple of times to assist. I have never been the only person in here, and I've certainly not been in here for a real raid.
And there are so many buttons.
There's so many buttons and levers, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, where the fuck is Frequency? Because he set a lot of this up and would be able to help me big time, and I'm like... really cursing him for getting a gang and leaving me.
And the next scene shows Frequency outside with his gang.
Yeah.
So would your plan be to move in any specific immediate way?
Not right away.
Okay.
So my plan would probably involve... I would probably tell the crew, like, there is some intense security stuff set up here. We've got to be careful. Spread out. You know, let's sort of surround the place. Get an eye, see what's going on the outside. I'll see if I can tap in and figure out what's going on inside.
Great.
Really doing
is texting Sage.
Is trying to get in touch with Sage and figure out what is happening on the inside that way.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna see him on the cams.
Mm-hmm.
obviously, and I'm going to see him outside. So I'm feverishly.
You see his siblings there, and Faye, who
and all these people I don't care for.
Big two headed dude. Hermosa Vida and company have not arrived yet.
Right. So I'm going to be texting him like, get period your period ass period down period here period now exclamation point.
I think at this point I'm going to try and tap into a direct comms channel to you.
One of the screens just whoop.
Sage, problem. Sorry, I know a lot's going on. My mission is supposed to be to get in there and get the kids out. If I get in, I don't know if I can get in and help.
Whose mission? Who gave you a mission?
Hermosa Vida, this revolution thing. They want to move the kids somewhere safe, and it seems legit, but I know that Picoy is the safest home for any of us there.
Hermosa Vida is sketchy as hell right now. The last thing I'm going to do is take these kids out of a bunker where they feel safe and we have control and give it to her.
I agree. That's why I haven't. I'm trying to stall for as much time as possible. What can I do to help from out here?
So you can't get in here?
I can, but it's going to look sketchy as hell if I don't let anyone else in with me.
Can't you just set them up as a perimeter guard? Or I'm going to need a serious how to do this for dummies tutorial to run this whole grid.
There's a light that has started to beep on your screen. Now, luckily, this is a pretty simple thing. It's a button that has a blinking light with it that clearly wants your attention.
Ben, there's a button. It's blinking. It's red. It's what's going on?
Push it.
Okay. And then I push the button.
And you get a big exterior, like it takes over the whole view screen to give you a big like panoramic shot outside of the orphanage.
Whoa.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm like, wow.
And just like this sky that's filled with these like just bright, beautiful luminescent stars that are coming faster and faster towards the building. And we get like two panels that it's really unclear what is happening. But then we see that there are probably 25 suits of striped eagle style armor hurtling towards the building.
Ben, we're going to need more people.
These 25 suits of striped eagle armor are coming presumably to take the building. There's Striped Eagle herself is standing outside the building. And I think you've actually got visual on her, like just because you're outside.
Yep.
You're being all sneaky, but you know, she's just standing there and you see her just like cracking her neck to each side. What do you do?
Ben, I can't do a lot if any of them get in here. We have to prevent them from getting in here. Otherwise, I don't know what to do.
I'll see what I can do from out here, but I'm going to try and activate. All right. I'm going to activate a subroutine that hopefully should help you out with some of those controls.
Just tell me what to do.
I'm trying to activate something that I've been working on because it is a bunker where there's lots of kids.
Yeah.
There is a distinct possibility that something could happen where the kids would need to come down here without someone who knows what's going on. And so I've tried creating something that will, it can't run it itself, but it will like try and help out. Like I'm trying to think of
the like way. Like a subroutine that runs the security system.
It will help the person running the
tutorial.
Security.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like a tutorial, like
a little animated frequency pops up.
It's basically a bunker Clippy.
Perfect.
It looks like you're trying to prevent.
Looks like you're under attack.
Looks like you're under attack. How can I help?
Perfect.
No, it looks like you're trying to write a resume. Nope. But so I'm activating that. It's not going to run everything for you, but you know anything that you shouldn't be playing with, the lights will not be on and blinking.
Perfect.
Frequency, are there any weapons?
I imagine that there's like a lunar lens vault down there
mm.
that she's got like some of her old equipment and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So she's got like her flying suit she's got like, I don't know, like maybe nunchucks or some sticks and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Because she was a member of a 90s,
yeah,
a
yeah.
90s crew for yeah. a while. Yeah.
No, I mean, are there any like mechanized weapons on the like the building?
I don't think so.
Just a defense. Okay. Okay, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to need you to do some serious defense on the outside, and I'll be here. Keep your comm on.
Roger.
25 suits of striped eagle armor land all around the building, yeah. and they start moving towards the fence. If they get to the fence, they're going to start just like hand blastering them down. And
the fence is like not just a regular ass fence, though. The fence has like a force field on it.
They've landed and they're just starting to like, they're putting their hands out and just blasting over and over and over again and just hitting the force field. And you've got a little like a little tracker inside. Mm-hmm. And at first it doesn't look like anything's going on. And then it starts dropping pretty quickly.
It looks like the Battle of Hogwarts when they're that's attacking exactly the castle, yep. and it's like doof, 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 and it like lights up and
yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. They're breaking down our force field.
I'm glad it wasn't Naboo.
No, that wouldn't end well.
Oh man.
Ben, the shields are dropping rapidly. I need your help.
Yep, we're on it. And I switch over to my other set of comms for the team. Mm-hmm. I'm like, team, there is no way we are getting these kids out of here with all these Falcon, whatever the hell these are. We've got to play defense for a little while.
And over the comm, you hear Mosavita say, I don't know. I've always been a fan of offense. And this huge, like five huge Mad Max style trucks come just roaring down the street. And they like pull swinging to the side, and like Hermosa Vida gets out. She's all like leathers. She's got like a big sniper rifle, and people are just getting out of the cars and moving. And there's going to be like some people that immediately move to try to start dealing with the suits. But Hermosa Vida brings Ringleader and Highwire over to Frequency. Okay, you've been here for a little while. You two know what's going on with Falcon. So I trust that I can deal with some of this while you try to get to the bottom of things.
Hi.
Hi.
And Ringleader, like, steps forward and puts out his hand and goes, Ringleader.
Frequency.
Nice to meet you.
Highwire. Here to help. Trying. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Falcon wanted us to get some files for them, too, that had, like, what mutations people have here. I don't know if that helps with anything.
I don't know. We'll try to figure out that later. Main priority right now is we need to protect this. There are kids down there. They are scared. They are terrified. We can't come in. You know, I don't want to say guns blazing. No one has guns or anything. You know, we can't go in powers blazing.
We don't have powers.
Okay.
So, yeah, no powers.
Okay.
Perfect. If that helps. It usually doesn't, but it might this
time. It helped that one time.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
I know. There wasn't a time. I just kind of was. I thought it sounded cool.
Meanwhile, I'm sending Frequency pictures of buttons that are flashing and levers that I don't know what to... What is this picture?
All right, listen, focus. First thing we need to do, those suits are going to take down this force field. That can't happen.
Okay. He's tech. I flip.
Start flipping.
At this point, there's now just like some open combat going down. Plenty of people throwing punches. There's plenty of punches to throw. And the force field is going to be coming down, like, literally any second. At that point, someone in one of the Striped Eagle armors lands near your group of people, and it raises its hand and just, like, blasts apart one of the cars, sending just, like, a flame explosion next to all of you.
I see this on the cam, and I've called my bike to go pick up Frequency.
Okay.
So it's zooming toward him with some rapidness.
Roll to defend.
That's an 11 plus what?
Plus savior.
That's a 14.
All right. Awesome. So on a 10 plus, so on a hit, you keep them safe and choose one. And so on a 10 plus, you don't have any negative things. So you can add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
So I'm going to clear a condition.
Perfect.
But I defend his ass with motorcycle.
Nice.
That's how I'm getting out of there.
Nice. How are you getting out of there?
Flipping.
Okay, great. So we get like the panel that shows the bike swinging by, catching frequency, and just wild backflips from High Wire. And Ringleader is kind of just flung forward. He's not as flippy as you.
No, he's not.
So like he's able to once he lands, kind of tucks and rolls and is back up, and he looks at you and goes, "This is not what we agreed to."
I don't know what we're doing here. I'm just kind of rolling with it. That's generally what I do.
And there is a striped eagle coming at you, like fists up.
Yeah. She sees this, just looks at Ringleader and says, "Vault me," and just runs. And they're used to this. They have done this before. And he just kind of like cheerleader grabs her foot, throws her, and she backflips in the air and like tries to land on top of it to try and wrestle it to the ground, basically.
Nice.
Her body weight on top, bringing it down. What do I roll?
To directly engage a threat.
Would assume.
That's a 10.
That's a 10. That's very a 10. Nice.
Math.
All right. So on a 10 plus, you get to pick two. You can resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. And you get two of those.
Okay. Because I am but a poor, unpowered child, I am going to choose resist and avoid their blows.
Probably
so that I
plan.
Don't die. Laser cannons and non-powered people are not a good combination.
No.
And I'm also going to create an opportunity for my allies.
Nice. Okay. So we get the panel that shows you landing. Like, are you landing on its shoulders?
Yes.
Okay. And just like kind of like resting some control and getting some hits in, maybe.
It's like, if I can, what I am trying to do is throw it off balance enough to kind of like pull it to the ground with my momentum.
Perfect. Yeah.
If that's an option.
You know what? Yeah, I think that is an option. So you like jump on its shoulders and just like twist and pull it down to the ground.
Yes.
And frequency, you're on the bike.
Yep.
Are you getting the heck out of there, or are you swinging around?
I'm swinging around.
Okay.
I'm not leaving forever.
So High Wire has one of the suits pinned.
Yep.
And you've got an opportunity. What do you do?
I try and just hit it with the bike. Just run it over.
Nice.
Yeah, so you... Ka-thunk, ka-thunk.
I'm under the presumption that these are just suits, but I'm going to feel real bad if there's someone in them, all of them. Oh, boy.
Well, there's a ka-thunk, ka-thunk, and there's like a, oh!
Oh, boy.
And then it like just like lays its head back.
Sorry about that.
But the fight is out of this. Is out of this one. That's handled.
One down, 24 to go.
Yeah. So you're in command center.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's a little blipping button that is shaped like the lunar lens insignia.
Okay. Is that call lens?
Well, it just started blinking just now. So it might be an incoming call even.
Okay, I'll hit it.
Okay. Immediately you're hearing like shouting and explosions through the other end.
Oh, God.
And we get a panel that shows lunar lens like running on a rooftop.
Oh, God.
And there are three striped eagle suits behind her. And she calls out, "Ben?"
No, it's Sage. Ben's outside.
Oh, yeah. Of course he would be. Listen, there is an incoming threat and we need to be able to deal with it very quickly.
I know. They're here.
Well, that's not good. Listen, I've been trying to work things out to stop a war from breaking out. And I thought that we had a solution, but Falcon has betrayed me. And they're going to take me.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You have to get the kids to safety. You have to make sure that Pecoy doesn't, and then there's just an explosion sound, and the line goes dead.
Lens? Lens?
There's a little tracker on your map of the city for where the call came from.
Yeah.
And, like, it still is where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shows where it last was, but it isn't showing... It isn't showing... It's not still receiving data. So whatever that tracker was has been shut down.
I'm gonna quick breathe for a second, take my comm headset off, and run down the hallway and knock on one of the doors. It's a secret knock, and they have to knock back a certain sequence, and then I have to answer a certain sequence, whatever. And they open the door, and I'm looking for one of the kids who can blow fire. He's a fire breather. He's a little older. He just sort of started with us. He's like 12.
Okay.
But he literally can breathe fire.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like, hey, Dante.
And so he looks up and goes like, hey, drill's over?
No, not quite. We're going to actually run a defensive drill. So I'm just going to need you to come with me. I have this cool thing that I want you to try out. And I'm trying my best to look composed and not like we're going
to
die.
Roll to provoke.
Okay. That's a 10 plus what?
Superior.
That's an 11.
Cool. He does it.
Great.
So we get a moment that he's like looking at you kind of suspiciously.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of grins and goes, this isn't a drill. We need to move through things. You got it. And he gives you like a little salute.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a couple other kids in that room with him. And I'm like, guys, just do me a favor. Stay in here. Lock back up behind us. We'll be right back. And I'm going to walk down the hallway with him. And there's a series of like air ducts that run from outside down through the building into the bunkers so that obviously we don't suffocate. And I'm going to ask him to blow fire through the air ducts so that it emanates out all of the air ducts on the outside of the building. So the building becomes like a fucking flamethrower.
That
is a lot. I know.
So here's what I'm going to have you do.
Okay.
You're a tactician.
Yes.
Roll to act with desperation.
That's an 11 plus 3, so 14.
So 14. So yeah, so flames start shooting out of the building.
And I'm like looking at this kid with so much pride right now. I'm so freaking proud.
Yeah, and he's just like, he's just huffing and puffing.
Uh-huh, and like a person who plays the bagpipes, like breathing through the nose, breathing out through the mouth, and it's fire.
Yeah. Yeah, so just like setting up like, is this intended to be like a flare to get the attention of people or?
No, this is intended to be to a like, deterrent. Or, like, if anybody is close enough to the building to be within firing range, yeah. I have no qualms at this point hurting people.
So there's flames, and I think at that point, the force field also drops. And so we've got flyers now coming around, flying around the building, getting closer. And, like, we get one of them coming too close and flame bursting out at them and them having to, like, quickly turn back.
Mm-hmm.
And... Man, what are we doing?
I am protecting my goddamn kids.
I'm trying my best.
what are we doing? Our best.
If only I had my magic, these people would be dead.
And so there's just like flames coming up from the building and like, you know, that's deterring some of the flyers. And we get a couple of panels that show two of the people in the Striped Eagle armor landing. And walking up to the Striped Eagle, standing in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And just the three of them are just getting into, like, a melee. And there's a moment that it looks like our stalwart Striped Eagle is going to hold her own. But she can't. She's definitely losing this fight. And I think both of you, Highwire and Frequency, have a good view of that happening. Which means someone's going to get in the building soon.
But she is fighting them.
She's fighting against them, yeah.
Not what I was expecting.
What do you do? Her heart belongs to Kalino.
Hey, Highwire, right?
Yep.
Look, I think we need to help her out.
Wait, which there's three? They're the three of the same people over there? What?
Yeah. See the one with all the cool paint?
Yeah.
We need to help that one.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, so perfect. So we've established now you can tell the difference. She's in like with the full She's painted got cool up thing. Paint.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the rest of them are like created. Like they were built and that was it. They're now functional.
Yeah.
That's
and so as you're starting to move over towards them, Ringleader just like catches onto your arm, like just like at the elbow and goes, I can't do this.
Really? I thought you were trying to be better.
I was trying to be better. I wasn't trying to be fucking Centurion.
We don't need to be Centurion. We just need to help.
Yeah, well, he's got a whole bunch of armor and stuff and a big spear and like, I can break into this place if no one is watching.
If you're going to run, fine. Go ahead.
And are you trying to get him to stay?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll to provoke.
So that's plus zero, but it's a 7.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, they can instead choose something else to do. They can stumble, and you'll take a plus 1 forward against them. They can err, where you gain a critical opportunity, or they can overreact, and you gain influence over them. And I think that's exactly what he's going to do. God, you've become so sanctimonious. Like, one day we're like, jacking stores. Next, you think you're a member of the old guard. Like, could you just help me to get onto your level? I can't do this, and I'm not going to do this. And he just turns and starts to just walk away. And you take influence over him.
She is going to look very sad because, come on, dude. But she is going to turn away and go into the fight.
Okay.
She has to do what's right.
All right. To. At this point, I think you are definitely taking on a threat as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So, who is the leader in this team?
Frequency. It's not me.
I'm just here to help.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have influence over everybody here?
I do not.
Okay. What is your purpose in the fight?
Wow. So, one, protect the kids.
Okay.
But I'm torn because I don't want to say and keep them at Peacoy.
Yeah.
Because if it looks like that's too dangerous, I'm okay with them going. I want them to be safe.
Okay. So protect them, whether that means staying at Peacoy or not.
Correct.
Is that your goal in the fight?
Now it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your goal in the fight?
I am basically here to take down who heroes tell me to, so okay. I feel like that doesn't conflict with anything. I'm just like, I'm not sure what we're doing, but yeah. Okay.
I think I'll allow that. That I think is close enough.
Like, I'm not sure I even have all of the information on what we're doing here, but I'm going with it.
Does anyone here mistrust the leader of the team or anyone in the team?
So I don't know her. Does mm-hmm. that matter? We don't know each other.
Well, you would recognize her as a former villain.
Yes.
She is still in a very similar outfit to what she used to wear.
Which is why I was asking earlier when we started. So I haven't said anything.
Yeah.
But there is probably not an outward distrust, like, no, you leave, but
you're very confused why I'm yelling at my boyfriend in the street. You're like, what is happening? What is happening here?
Yeah. So there might be some unease that hasn't come to surface yet. But
and are you ill-prepared or off-balance?
Did that count as a minus one?
I think that is a minus one.
I agree.
One. Yeah. Are you ill-prepared or off-balance?
Yep.
Okay. Sure.
You think so? Okay.
I feel we are at a huge disadvantage, and I have no powers. So we are at one team.
Okay. Yeah.
You start with one team also, so you're at two team.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Everything's good.
And also, if High Wire doesn't feel she exactly knows what's going on, that's probably also a little ill-prepared.
Yes, true. Okay, so we have, so Frequency and High Wire are, we get like a good like hero shot of the two of you coming up to the door where Striped Eagle is fighting two of the suits. I think at this point her back is against the door and she's got like one leg down and like her arm up. Kind of just trying to shield herself from the strikes at this point.
So way back in the day, I may or may not have helped out Centurion in a fight
mm-hmm.
by like taking over his suit and firing some engine boosters. I may try helping Striped Eagle do the same thing.
Okay, roll to defend.
Ooh, that is plus savior.
It was different back in the day because I wasn't as good at masks. Right. Yes, that's plus savior.
That is a 9.
Okay, great. So on a 7 to 9, you expose yourself to cost retribution. You expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
Expose myself to danger.
Okay. But you also add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
Add a team to the pool.
Cool.
I want to do some cool team stuff.
Nice. So we get a shot that shows you using your tech powers and just taking control of the suit and like making it better and like using its power more optimally. And she's able to just sort of like push herself up and get onto her feet. And she locks in with her hands around the neck of the other one while it has its hands around hers. But one of the other Striped Eagle armor is turned and like saw you and is charging right for you. What do you do?
I am going to, if I'm allowed to, I'm just going to kind of jump at it.
Okay.
Because I do flips and attempt to land in a handstand on its shoulders and then kind of twist and pull it to the ground again, doing similar to what I did before, but solo me.
Nice. Now. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
That's
plus danger.
That's a 12.
Nice. So you get to choose two options. Resist or avoid, take something from them, create an opportunity, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I'm going to, again, resist or avoid their blows. I'm trying not to die right now.
Fair.
And I'm going to impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay.
But if I'm allowed to do this, when I land in a handstand on top and I'm upside down, I want to be facing Striped Eagle, Striped Eagle, so I can just be like, hi, I'm Highwire. Cool. And then just tackle a robot to the ground.
Perfect. And so we get a panel with that, and Striped Eagle is like looking at you over the shoulder of the other one and goes, hi, I'm Striped Eagle. And the other one next to her goes, no, you're not, you traitor, and slams its head into her head.
Oh, baby.
But you've taken down the one, and Frequency, you're still up. What are you doing?
Ooh.
We've got one kind of like one that is mostly down because you've impressed, surprised, or you've like they're like, don't break my neck. And it's both of these voices that have been coming through are women's voices with like really like, you know, the kind of like robot-y thing over it.
Can I ask a question? Because I may be able to help.
Okay.
So what's happening at the front door? There's one robot and one Striped Eagle?
Yes.
And how are they positioned? They're in combat currently?
Yeah, Striped Eagle has her back against the door, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like grappling, and they've got their hands around each other's necks.
And they're both in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Can I open the trap door under the doormat and have them both fall down the chute into the bunker?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Into the bunker?
Yeah. If there's two of us and one of the robot,
okay.
I feel confident that we can do something.
Yeah. The floor drops and they both try to react, mm-hmm. but they aren't quite quick enough.
Right.
And just like tumble and they're fighting each other and they get to the bottom of the chute.
Mm-hmm.
And during the tumble,
mm-hmm.
the helmet came off of the other combatant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the panel that we see is Striped Eagle with her with her arm around the neck of this young woman in Striped Eagle armor,
mm-hmm.
looking up at you.
Mm-hmm.
And
looking up at Striped Eagle?
Looking up at Sage there in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And the revealed face is Holly, Striped Eagle.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Highwire is played by our special guest, Emily Buza, from Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast, and she can be found on Twitter at Emily of Arden. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Penance is played by me, Elsbeth Dedman, and I can be found on Twitter at thecatonthewall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.